Let's begin page 214 in the Art Scroll. In the green Feldheim, we are on page 72, Ayin Beis. We are basically, if you don't have any of those, we are basically 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 blot in, which is basically halfway through Perek Yud Aleph. Says the holy, holy Ramchal. We are talking about challenge number 4 within social interactions. The first one, just to do a little chazara, the first one is verbal abuse. The second one is giving bad advice. The third one is rechilas and lashon hara. We spoke a little bit about if the order is, what's shot in the order? Good question. Number 4, we said is sinna and nekima, which is hating and taking revenge. And the Ramchal said that there's nothing more sweet than revenge. And is the only way a person can sometimes feel good is to get some back at somebody. And here he goes, says the Ramchal, what is Nikima and Natira Yadua Dahainu? Nikima Lamana Mehitiv Lami Shalo Ratza Lehitiv Loy Oishahera Loy Kfar. Revenge is, I'm not going to give you because you didn't want to do for me or you hurt me. Unatira Lahaskir Beishumaitiv Lami Sherlo is Karmin Rosh Asalo. Now, Natira is that I won't take revenge on you, I'll still do good for you. But when I do the good for you, I'll remind you that you didn't do good for me. The example, right? Can I borrow your phone? Yes, you could borrow my phone, even though when I asked you to borrow your phone, you didn't let me. That's netira. Nekama is, I'm not giving you my phone because you didn't give me your phone. Since the Yetzahara boils up a person's heart and wants a person to remember something from when someone hurt him, and if you can't remember it totally, so if a person cannot remember the full detail of hurt, at least he'll remember a little bit of the hurt. He says, if you want to give to this person something, even though he didn't want to give it to you, can I borrow your phone? Take my phone, even though you didn't let me take my phone, but like I'm going to do it with a sour face, says the Ramchal. So I'll be good to him, but not totally good to him. Help him out, but don't totally help him out. Or if you want to help him out, don't explicitly in front of him help him out. Don't be buddies with him. Hold a little bit of a grudge. It's enough that he's not your enemy. If someone hurt me, there's no way I'm going to actually give them 100%. I'll give them 50%. I'll give them, okay, I'll just be friends. These are the skills that the Yetzirah teaches a person to seduce the heart of a person. Someone hurt you, the Yetzirah is going to say, be nice to him, but don't be really, really friendly with him. Alkein ba toyre v'chol l'klo sh'akol nechlobo. V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. Kamoicha b'li shum hefresh, kamoicha b'li chilukim, b'li tachbulais u'mezimais, kamoicha mamish. V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha means you literally, Hashem wants us to get to a level where we literally love our friend like ourselves. And just like we're able to somehow love ourselves and we're able to forgive ourselves somehow, so too says the Ramchal that's what a person is able to do. Okay, number 5. Number 5 is shvuas, is when a person swears. This is number 5. This doesn't really apply to us because we don't have this. But there's another inyan of shvua, which is how a person talks. Yesh od eza, listen to this. Eza anafim k'tanim sh'afo p'yishenim min ha'chaburim yoyser, ha'koparim royal mishrotz li'esnaki li'shamar mehem. V'uma sh'amru amru b'lazer, even though there are different branches to this, someone who totally wants to be clean is going to be careful like this. Why? Lav shvua behen shvua. No, if you say something, mean what you say. Yes means yes, no means no. Amar Rava v'hudamar lav lav tre zimni. Especially if you say it twice. No, no. Udamar hein hei tre zimni, v'chein amru, v'hin tzedek, she lav shalcha tzedek, v'hein shalcha tzedek. Like the story we said last time with the Chiddush Yerim, when he said the words, I don't eat cake, I don't eat cake. If you tell somebody, give me a minute, give me 2 minutes, give me 5 minutes, to try and keep to your word. That everything that comes out of your mouth, we're only 6 minutes in, is whatever you say, whatever a person says. Not give me a minute, give me 5 minutes, I'll be there, whatever it might be. Okay, number six, Tvar HaSheker. This is a whole new thing, which is going to take us probably, possibly two or three shiurim for. Here we go, because we're going to go another minute and a half here. Hine Tvar, or we might go longer. See, I want to be careful with my words. Hine Tvar HaSheker Gamu Chali Ra. Lying is a sickness. Nispashet mo'od b'bnei adam. It's very, very, very widespread amongst people. Ula madregas madregas yeshbo. There are different levels of being a liar. Level number one. Yesh b'nei adam shum nasam mamash v'shakranas. Some people just love to lie. Hem holchem u'boidim b'libam k'savim gemurim. They make up and they invent lies. L'man harbo sicha b'en abriyas. To have conversations with people, olei chashev minachacham v'yodei dvarim harbe, they will make up lies just to have conversations, just so people will think that they know things. V'aleim nemar toyavas Hashem sifsei shaker. Somebody who lies, it's an abomination. V'omer sifsei sechem dibru sheker. Your mouth speaks lies. L'shonchan avla tege u'kfar gazru chachamim. Arba kitot ena mekabel pnei hashchina. There are four groups of people who the Shechina does not want to associate himself with. The Shechina, and that is what? One of them is achas mehem kas shakranim. One is somebody who is a group of liars. That's number one. Number two, yesh acherim krovim lem madrega. Afal pishenim kmo mamash v'im machazim v'sipurim v'divreim. Now you have someone who a little bit embellishes the story. Yes, he did go skiing on the Alps, but he exaggerates a little bit how high the mountain was or how fast he went down or all the other things. They're not just going to make up a story, but that's the first group. The first group will make up literally a lie. They'll embellish it, whatever they need to do. And they don't think twice about it. So I'll exaggerate. So I'll go more. Then it just becomes part of their the way they talk. This is the liar who you can't believe. As Chazal say, love it, one of my favorite lines. Kachahu anshei shabadai. What's the punishment of a liar? Shafilu Oimer Emes, the boy who cried wolf. You guys know the story. Even if he tells the truth, everybody thinks he's lying. Ein shomalom shekvar tzviu bem harazei shlo yuchul atzeis divreim nekim and akadum v'techpim u'mashon av v'sarva Oimer limdu l'sham dvar sheker have nilu. That's the second level, 9 minutes and 21 seconds. That the second person is that you really can't even tell what's true anymore. And even if he's saying the truth, you're like, I don't know, maybe this guy, I have no idea, maybe he's not really saying the truth. That's his punishment, is the words itself. 9 minutes and 40 seconds will change your life and keep the Yitzhara away. Less than 10 minutes keeps the Yitzhara away, and for sure at bay.